Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
95% of who we are by the time we're 35 years old is a set of memorized behaviors, like a computer program, emotional reactions, unconscious beliefs and perceptions. So the first step to change is to become conscious of how you think, to notice how you act, to pay attention to how you feel. And the act of observing those states of mind and body separates you from that program. Now you're the consciousness observing that program. The act of mentally rehearsing something when you're truly present. So now your brain is no longer a record of the past. Now it's a map to the future. Nobody changes until they change their energy. And when you change your energy, you change your life. Okay, well, most people, number one, they get up in the morning and the first thing they do is they think about the problems in their life. And those problems are memories from the past. So the moment they think about the problems, they're thinking in the past, right? Every one of those problems has an emotion attached to them. So they start feeling unhappy or unworthy or whatever. And how you think and how you feel is your state of being. So most people's entire state of being is in the past when they start the day. So if they're in the familiar past, they're gonna live in a predictable future, right? So they get up and they check their cell phone, they check their text, their WhatsApp, their Facebook, they post something on Facebook, they tweet, they Twitter, they check the news, then they go to the bathroom, get a cup of coffee, take a shower, get dressed, check more emails, drive to work the same way, do the same thing. So they're in a program. They've actually lost their free will to the program. If you get angry at a coworker and all of a sudden you get an arousal in your brain and body, right? You get a rush of energy. When you start noticing that your body starts dropping, your brain starts noticing your energy starts dropping, you're automatically going to have the image of the coworker in order to what? Give your body the jolt, right? So all of a sudden people become addicted to their own thoughts, right? So these people realize that, oh my God, I've been mismanaging my attention and energy, and I got to get beyond my past. I got to get beyond these emotions. I got to make some big changes. I got to break the habit of being myself. You know, I got to stop being this person. Now, that sounds really good theoretically and philosophically, but change is such a hard thing, right? Because the moment you come back to your senses and you step back into your life and you see that person, or you go to that place, or you're with that experience, so many people are unconsciously reacting in their thoughts and feelings to everything in their environment. So now their environment is controlling how they think and feel. So they realize that in order to change,
you gotta change the environment.
They gotta be greater than their environment, greater than the conditions in the world, greater than the circumstance. Because the moment you start reacting emotionally, emotions are a record of the past. And if those emotions are driving your thoughts, you're thinking in the past. And if you can't think greater than how you feel and you believe your thoughts have something to do with your destiny, you're creating more of your past, right? So it turns out that the
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Repetition of thinking and feeling and feeling and thinking, these loops that people get caught in, condition their body to subconsciously become the mind of that emotion. Which means now, their body is their unconscious mind, is believing they're living in the same past experience 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. What's the relevance behind that? Well, the latest research on genes says genes don't create disease. It's the environment that signals the gene that creates disease. If you're reacting emotionally to your environment the same way, you're signaling the same gene in the same way, and now you're headed for a genetic destiny. So, the hormones of stress push the genetic buttons that create disease. If you can turn on the stress response just by thought alone, your thoughts could make you sick. And if your thoughts could make you sick, is it possible that your thoughts could make you well? So they began to realize that, oh my God, the repetition of thinking and feeling and feeling and thinking caused me to feel guilt, and I don't even know it's guilt, it just feels like me. It's just, I'm used to the same chemical continuity. Now, the moment they decided to change, anytime you decide to change and change anything about yourself, get ready, because it's going to feel uncomfortable.
It's gonna hurt.
You're gonna leave the known.
Yeah.
You're gonna leave the familiar, and you're gonna step into the unknown. So if you start your day, and you start your day with this simple question, what is the greatest ideal of myself that I can be today? Now listen, your body's gonna go like, well, we gotta get a cup of coffee and you gotta
I'm tired.
Yeah. And you gotta go, body, you're not the mind, I'm the mind right now. You're gonna get your coffee, you're gonna do all those things, but right now, this is my time. You're gonna obey me, right? So now, the body's no longer the mind, you're the mind. And so when it wants to get up and you become aware of it and return back to the present moment, every time you do, that's a victory. Wow. And you're changing some aspect of yourself. So then ask yourself, I do this all the time, write down 4 thoughts that you're gonna stay conscious of the whole day. I can't, it's too hard. You'd be surprised the moment you become conscious of what those thoughts are, how unconscious you've been to them all day, right? You know, for weeks on end. Write down what you speak, how you speak, 4 things you wanna change, how you act. How do you act? Do you complain, do you blame, you make excuses, you feel sorry for yourself? That's a victim consciousness. What emotions do you live by? Is it possible that you're so used to living by guilt, you don't even know it's guilt, it just feels like you? Do you allow your energy to drop? Become conscious of those states of mind and body and review them and say, this is the old self. Then say, what thoughts do I want to fire and wire in my brain? And start firing and wiring and start feeling it. What behaviors will I demonstrate today? What choices will I make? One day, one lifetime, and rehearse them. Rehearse the whole entire thing. Yeah. Begin to install the neurological hardware in your brain. And if you keep installing it, the hardware is going to become a software program. You're going to start thinking and acting that way. And then here's the tough part. Can you teach your body emotionally what your future is going to feel like before it's made manifest? And don't get up until you feel that way. Now, practice that for a few days. And then see if you can stay in that state and watch all of a sudden all those weird doors start opening for you.
Synchronicities.
Synchronicities, whatever they are. Number 2, take a time at the end of your day, before you lay down, and give thanks for your life and feel gratitude and really teach your body what it feels like. Gratitude means you're getting something. If I give you something that's of value, you would say thank you because you would feel it, right? So when you're receiving, you're giving thanks. So gratitude is the ultimate state of receiving. So then people only accept, believe, and surrender to the thoughts equal to their emotional state. So if you're in a state of gratitude, every thought's gonna make it right down into your body. If you're saying, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, and your body's programmed in negativity, it's saying, no, you're not, that thought's gonna stop right here. So as you elevate your state, there are about 1,200 different chemical reactions that go on in the body that begin to restore and repair the body in a state of gratitude. And so we've done the research to prove that. 10 minutes and just feel it with all of your heart. That's it. Thoughts are the language of the brain and feelings are the language of the body, and how you think and how you feel creates your state of being. So then the question is, if you keep practicing creating that state of being, it should become familiar to you, yes or no? The word meditation literally means to become familiar with. Now do it for 30 minutes. Now do it for 60 minutes. And you practice. So when a person actually activates their heart releases a chemical called oxytocin. Oxytocin is actually the love chemical. Oxytocin signals nitric oxide. Nitric oxide signals another chemical called endothelial-derived relaxing factor. What does that do? Causes the vessels in your heart to swell. Wow. You will literally have energy in your heart. You will literally feel like your heart is full. Now once you have that feeling, you're not gonna wanna trade that feeling for anyone or anything. You're gonna say, why would I judge that person? If I judge that person, I'm gonna lose this feeling. We are the creators of our lives and not the victims of our lives. And that taking time in your life to invest in yourself is to invest in a future. And when you invest in yourself, you invest in your future. And when you believe in yourself, you believe in possibility. And I think that everybody secretly believes in themselves. And so taking time to understand that we are just works in progress and to find time to forgive ourselves and to forgive others and start fresh the next day is a blessing. And finally, I think that it's not our purpose in life to be a popular or successful or beautiful or intelligent. Our purpose in life is to remove those blocks, those veils, those limitations that stand in the way between us and that divine intelligence. And when we do, it begins to make its way through us and we become more like it. We become more loving. It is a loving intelligence. We become more giving. It's a giver of life. We become more conscious. It's a consciousness. We become more mindful. It has an infinite mind. We become more willful. It has an amazing will. Its nature becomes our nature. Its mind becomes our mind. And then we don't have to try to be liked or try to be important or try to be recognized. We're just happy for no reason at all. And I think that is the natural state of being. And I think that we innately know that on some level.
Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.